Chapter 13, Stores Issuing Procedures. So far we have seen how the process of material requisition is being raised, or the purchase requisition is being raised. From purchase requisition, a purchase order is being raised. Once the purchase order is being raised, the product comes in the stores. Now, once the material comes in the stores, what is the next process? How do we store the materials? How do we issue the materials to the respective user department? So the objective is to understand the food storing control mechanism, understand the food issuing mechanism, procedures for issuing of food and beverages to different units of the hotel. Introduction. Suitable barriers against pest and infestation by the rodents. So it's very important that let's understand, we have received a bag of 25 kg of rice. So how do we store it in the stores? We have to ensure and understand that this has been stored properly so that the pest, rodents, cockroaches, etc. doesn't damage the product. Ease of cleaning and easy access to materials in the store. The stores, it should be easily accessible to take the material from the shelf or to carry the material from the pallet. There should not be any hazards when you take those materials. Effective control procedure for the receipt and issue of goods. You have a proper system, whether it's a manual system, whether the manual register, which shows what items are received, what items are available, and how much can be issued. Complete foolproof safety and security system must be also provided. Once the material is in the store, what are these materials? These materials are basically value. These are basically money purchased again for the goods. So we need to ensure and understand that whichever place where it is stored, there should be proper CCTV camera. It has only one entrance and exit, so that any kind of a food products is not being taken out of the store without a proper consent. The operational phase, defining the policies and predetermined guidelines, day-to-day control. We need to ensure and understand that there has to be timings. For example, we say that there is a timing of taking material from the store for morning 10 to 12 and evening 4 to 6. This is a regular practice which is being followed by the hotel industry for the restaurant business, so that there is a proper control. When the materials are taken in the morning, that's for the morning operations, and when they're taken in the evening, for the evening operations. Delivery charge time to ease receipts and quality and quantity checks. We have to inform to the vendor that when they deliver the materials, they have to deliver between 10 to 12 in the morning, because this is the time when the storekeeper is available, when the chef is available, who can check the quality of the products. Issuing is an important function of the stores. Issuing means once you have the materials being purchased from the vendor, it has to be issued to the stores. Issued as per the requisition from the chef. What quantity is required, what quality is required, and it's to issue it as per the confirmed specifications. Records are kept for all receipts and issues which take place on authorized documents. Every system, every company has a system where all the items are being recorded. A system shows what item was received, on which particular days it was received, what is the DC date or the delivery challan date, is a GRN pass for that, which is a goods receipt note. So once that is being done, it comes in our system. Now the system will show what was purchases and what is the stock lying with you. Same stock has to be issued to the user department. Purchasing, the most important aspect of purchasing is to understand the purchase specifications. The purchase specification is very clear. For every item, there is a purchase specification. For example, if it's a chicken wings, we say that a chicken wings has to be 12 to 14 pieces in a kg. It could be for an egg, which we say the egg has to be of 50 to 60 grams. So every product will have its own specifications. Method of buying. How do we buy this product? We do buy it on a regular basis. We buy it on a daily basis. We buy it on a weekly. Mostly all those, all the products, perishables are purchased on a daily basis. For groceries and for beverages, it's purchased 15 days or once in a month. Product testing. Product testing is basically to check the quality of the product. What quality of product is coming in. For example, if chicken is received for the fresh chill format, we have to use the thermometer to check whether it's between the temperature of 0 to 5 degrees. Yield testing. Yield testing is very important to understand the yield of a product. What is basically an yield? Yield is a process where you understand the usable value of a product. For example, if you purchase a cauliflower with flowers, so we are going to use only the flower of the cauliflower. So we have to cut down the stems. When you cut down the stems, the actual weight of the cauliflower is called as the yield. So you may receive 1 kg of cauliflower, but after cutting the cauliflower, you may find it is only 800 grams. Another example I can give you is about frozen chicken. When you buy a frozen chicken, the weight is approximately say 1.2 kgs, but after defrosting it, after cleaning everything, you may get only around 800 grams. Because 800 grams is the yield of the product. So which means of 1 kg product is going only it's only 800 grams. So you got 80% of the yield. Clerical procedures are being checked to ensure that all the required documents are being done. There is at the receiving point, there is a invoice register. So all the entries are being made in the invoice register. What item is coming, who is the vendor, which vehicle did he come in, what time did he come in, and what was the quality of product. Receiving quality inspection, quantity inspection, and clerical procedures. Quantity says how much have you ordered. Most of the time, the vendor, if you order for 10 kg, the vendor may also give 8 kg or vendor may give 12 kg. So it's important to check what is your required quantities. Are you in a position to take extra quantity? For example, if it is a coriander which you have taken and you have ordered for only 2 kg. Now the vendor is giving you approximately 3 kg. So should you take 3 kg or not? Because this has an expiry, this has a quality product, these are perishables, it may get very soon spoiled very fast. So you have to check whether you require 3 kg or you require 2 kg. Whatever you purchase is a value for money. So you take as per your requisition. Quality inspection, you have to check the quality of the product. So when you receive, for example, milk, you have to ensure what is the milk for. Is it got the 6% fat or it got 4% fat? If you don't check that particular fat percentage in this, you're going to lose money in this. So quality inspection of every single item which comes in the store needs to be checked. The checking can be done either with the chef in charge or you can do it individually, check the quality of products. When you receive onions, potatoes in a gunny bag, it's very important that you open the gunny bag and check every single quantity, because it's quite possible that on the top you may have good quality of onion or potatoes and down you may have a little bad quality or a small size. Clerical procedures includes receiving, passing a GRN, a delivery challan process, recording in the manual register, recording the system to ensure that whatever items you have ordered, you have received it. Storing and issuing proper storage to ensure that the food does not get damaged. It's very important that when you receive any materials, it's stored properly. There are processes of doing it, there are shelves or racks for doing it, but if you let's understand, if you receive a bag of rice, around 3 bags of 25 kg of rice, you can store it on each other. There is no problem. But in the case of maybe tomatoes, if you have received in the boxes, you cannot keep on each other because the tomato will get damaged. So it's very important to store the materials in the right manner. Handling spillage or cross-contamination. This is the case with mostly fish products or chicken or poultry products. Whenever you store in the freezers or in the chillers, you have to ensure that frozen items are kept down and proper care is being taken to ensure that these products are being handled properly. If there is fresh chill, maybe a fish or something, and if you start keeping on the top shelf, automatically the water start dripping in. The water may come in contact with the other product which is kept out, and this may lead to cross-contamination. Important that each category of product is accorded separate treatment before it gets accepted for storage. So every single product, as we said, ice cream is needs to be stored in the minus degrees. Chicken, fresh chill, it has to be stored in between 0 to 5 or 7 degrees. If it's a frozen prawns or frozen fish, it has to be stored in a temperature of around minus 18 degrees. If it's grocery, it has to be stored in a temperature of 18 to 22 degrees so that this either got an ambient temperature. Every single aspect, every single product has to be stored as per its quality, as per its requirements. Proper issuance. Proper issuance is very important. A proper stock taking is to be done. What is the stock taking? Stock taking is the process to ensure, understand that what items are in the store is as per our standard. For example, you have received 100 kg of sugar and you have issued 50 kg of sugar to the user department or the kitchen. So you should ideally have 50 kg. So do you have 50 kg? The stock taking process enables, understands that what items are there is as per the requisition given to the chef, and after requisition what is lying, that is the leftover stock there. Controlling the issues has to be controlled. As I said, it has to be issued 2 times in a day. There has to be limited in that, so that anytime the person doesn't come in and ask the material from you. So you say that is the timing of issuance. For morning 10 to 6 is the timing for morning operations. You can say evening 4 to 6 for evening operations. Updating the stock records. Once you have taken the stock in the store level, you have to keep on stocks updating the system. So you also have to ensure there is a bin card which is available, which clearly shows what items are received, what is purchased, what is issued, and the balance stock available in the bin card or available on the shelf for issuance for the next process timings. This is an example of how you can control the stock. Maximum, see, if you see in this card, they have made 3 different levels. One is the yellow level, one is the second level, and third is the red level. So whenever any materials are being issued, you have to ensure that yellow label says that yes, you have maximum stock available. So it means you need not do any reordering. So if this capacity for this is around 100 kgs, you will say that this is around 75 kgs. So you say 75 is okay. Second is the minimum stock level is at lower risk. It means now you have completed 25, now you have only 50. So do you require the next stock level? And when the third is a red level, where it could be around 25%. So that's clearly so shows that when you have your 100 kgs, if you require, if you are 75%, you are the maximum level. If you are under 50 kgs, minimum level. And when you go below 25 or below 50, it is a red level where you have to reorder the stock. What are directs? Directs are the food item which is extremely perishable in nature. This could be an example of fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, fresh chicken, fresh fish which comes in. These are directly received at the kitchen level. They are purchased often on daily to day basis. The quality of these food items tend to diminish quickly. If they are not used very soon after they are purchased, they start deteriorating. For example, if you take a fresh fish which has come, a fresh surmai or a fresh pomfret which has come from the market, you need to ensure and understand these are very highly perishable nature. So once these items comes in, it has to be given immediately to the kitchen department, who after cleaning and everything, which is stored in the right temperature. What happens if you have received the fish and you don't do it immediately? If you keep it outside, it gets start getting spoiled. And quite possible in 1 or 2 hours, time, this may get spoiled and you'll have to discard the product. So these direct items of any nature, whether it's fruits, vegetables, chicken, milk has to be stored properly, curd needs to be stored properly so that this product can be used without getting spoiled. This diagrammatic image shows you what items are of direct nature and what are the dry stores. As we said, if there is an item of fish which is received, it has to be given directly to the kitchen. The kitchen, after doing the marination, after doing the cutting, after doing the cleaning, utilized under the supervision of the executive chef. Dry fruits, non-perishables, this could be groceries, tin products, rice, sugar, maida, different kind of pulses. These items comes in first at the dry stores. This has to be stored very well. After storing it, what quantities are required, that is only being issued. So for example, if you receive 100 kg of sugar, but there is a requisition of only 50 kgs, so you have to issue only 50 kgs. So the most important factor or the most different gap between these two is that direct purchases will go directly to the kitchen. Dry stores, groceries will go first to the store. And from stores, what is the requisition, what is the intent? Only that much quantity would be issued to the user department. Storage, food items that do not deteriorate over time are termed non-perishable and they are stored under when it has been demanded. They are held in storage and carried inventory. They include groceries, fruit juice bottles, cans, and are purchased based on anticipated needs for them. So items which are required for storage, these are all non-perishable items which got an expiry life. For example, there is beverages. For example, you have tin products or crushes or juices which got expiry or shelf life of 6 months. So this can be kept for longer time. Unlike other products like fresh vegetables which has to be issued directly, these items can be stored properly in the shelf, in the racks, and after maybe you can order one case of that which has 24 numbers. Out of the 24 numbers, you can issue 12 numbers. 12 numbers would be in stock. So when this 12 number becomes 6 numbers, you can do your reorder and the next stocks come in. Proper allocation of food and rotation of stock. Receiving of perishables and non-perishables. As we said, the perishable are those items which include fish, chicken, milk, curd. Non-perishables could be items which has got a long shelf expiry. For example, these are crushes, juices, sugar, maida, flour. Different kind of product which has got shelf life or which are tinned or which are canned. All the perishables need to be given directly to the kitchen where they are going to marinate, where they cut the vegetables or products and properly wrap it and give it for the next issuance. Stored, these non-perishables are stored in the store department. Properly stored, properly racked with under proper bin card to show what was received, how much quantity you have and how much can be issued. In this case of perishable, they are given directly to the preparation area for cutting and giving to the kitchen for making the use of that. In this case, these items are only issued as per the intent which comes from the chef. So it gives a clear identification, okay, what are the perishables, what are non-perishables, what are the process of storing for direct and non-direct and issuing as per the requisition from the user department. Receiving beverages, delivery takes place directly at the unit cellars. Cellars are those places which is termed where the items are being stored in terms of beverages in different kind of casks or cans. Quantity inspection specifications, half full, etc. is being checked. Quality inspections. So whenever you receive any beverages, these are being kept under supervision. Now the most important thing is these are beverages, so it has to be handled properly, has to be stored in the right temperature, in the right storeroom. And need to check whether the, because these are into barrels, so you need to ascertain and understand that the barrels are complete full. How you can do that is when it is full, you can check the weight of that. From the weight, you can come to know whether the barrel is full or half. Storage of beverages. All alcoholic beverages are stored in a room called cellar. The cellar is the area where you can keep all those alcoholic images or products which is kept on a shelf, as you can see very clearly here. Only authorized person should be allowed to enter cellar. This being a very highly expensive item, it's very important that these items are being stored properly, and only authorized people who can enter these cellars. And not in certain countries, the excise department are the people who can enter, who can take the inventory of those items. Special attention to temperature and humidity control and lighting. It's very important that this item, there could be wines, there could be liquors which requires a particular temperature of around 0 to 5 degrees or 15 degrees. It has to be stored accordingly. Control lighting along with the manner in which they produce is stored. This is also important that there is a particular process of storing these bottles. It's not that you can just store the bottles. There are certain wines, certain things which has to be stored appropriately. Closed circuit 24/7 cameras is offered the best security against common pilferages. It's important that these items are being of a highly perishable nature and very expensive items which should be kept properly in a proper storage area. These storage areas will have appropriate cameras and there will be a person to monitoring it, so that the person who enters is authorized person, so that any kind of product, any kind of bottle doesn't go out of the cellar or out of the beverage room without getting notified. We'll just show an image of how the different kind of liquor bottles or wine bottles or beer are being stored in this. They have to be organized properly. They need to ensure and understand that the bottle doesn't fall off. So proper care has to be taken. In certain cases, the bottles also kept in the tilted direction, which will show you why they are kept in tilted direction. For example, you can see these all wines are kept in the horizontal line sleeping. This is the wines, beers, which is kept in the vertical conditions. Position of storing beverages, as we were talking about the different kind of positions in which the bottles are being stored. Spirits. Spirits are usually stored in horizontal or vertical direction, but care should be taken, this being a bottle, has to be taken care of that it doesn't fall off the shelf. So it has to be kept inside the shelf properly, and there has to be a guard in front of the bottles of the shelf so it doesn't fall off. Wines and cork beverages. Wines and cork beverages are stored horizontally in special racks to keep the cork moist. What happens in the case of wines? In the case of wines, it's very important that these wines are stored on the racks in proper horizontal or vertical condition, so that the cork always becomes moist with the wine and doesn't start cracking up or tearing up. But once the crack starts cracking up or corking up, the air will start entering the wine and the wine will be spoiled or may get destroyed, and the content of that will not be easy for consuming. Beers, canned and bottle, stored in cases in which they are delivered, shaking to be avoided. It's very important when the beer is being received, it's either there are bottles which is being received or which is called as a pint, or there could be a cans. But the most important thing which has to be observed that these cans, these boxes are not shaken, so that the beer content inside is kept proper and the shaking is avoided. Issuing on demand in required quantities. In issuing, we have to ensure that understand that what items or the what indent process is being followed at the respective hotels or the restaurant is being issued accordingly. So what, let's understand, if chef has asked for you around 10 kg of broccoli, you have to issue only 10 kg of broccoli. You should not issue 11 kgs, because the 1 kg may go loss at the chef level. Items required by the kitchen chef are removed from the store and moved to a kitchen. Once the products are required, there is a storeroom and we have all the items which is kept in the storeroom. Then there is a chef who comes in with an indent saying that I require X number of items of all these particular products. These items are required by the kitchen for the daily operations. So this is removed from the shelf in the proper bin or proper cart and given it to the shelf as per the indent. Record keeping, food items are termed directs and we issue the moment they are received, and no further recommendation for those stores. So items which are of a direct nature, for example, chicken, fish, milk, vegetables, fruits, these are of direct nature. So these items are just received from the vendor and immediately issued to the chef. So we don't maintain a record in the record of this, but the most important thing is it's assumed to be consumed. We show an example of a stores ledger which over here. So this will have the material code over here, the material description and location. Location would be a store location where the materials are being stored. Then you will have the maximum quantity which is available. So let's understand you have of a sugar bag. So you say like maximum quantity I have is around 500 kgs. Minimum quantity you are saying my quantity should not go more than 100 quantities. And ordering quantity could be around 400 numbers. So this is how the store ledger is being mentioned. It will have the date. The GR number is a goods receipt number. So I'll say I have received around 100 kg of sugar. It will have a GR number. The GR number could be starting from 1, 2, 3. Then there could be a rate of the item. So I'll say my sugar is costing me around 34 rupees kg and the total amount. Total amount would be the quantity into the rate. Then it will be an issue. Serial number would be the when I have issued the materials. The quantity of material, if I have issued out of 100 kg, I have issued only 50 kgs. So 50 into the rate, that will be the amount. And the balance would be 50 kgs and the rate for that an amount. So this store ledger is very important for maintaining, monitoring what items are received, what of items are being purchased, issued and the balance stock in hand. The importance of records. The process of storing and issuing revolves around a lot of records that are to be prepared and maintained. Proper facilities are required for storing food items based on the specific nature. So the record is an important aspect how we store the stores ledger, because any point of time, any organization, whether it's an hospitality industry, whether it's a restaurant, whether it's a hotel, is all based on the cost. You need to ensure and understand that what items are being purchased, at what rates are being purchased, is it purchased at the right specifications. All those important information is being recorded either in the system or in the manual register. Based on that, every items are being issued, and as per the requisition from the chef, the same quantity can be issued for the daily operations. The most important to understand is the stock in hand or the inventory control. So we need to understand that what items are we received, what is being issued, and you have material for the operations. If you don't have the control on the inventory or the balance stock, the requisition may come from the chef department asking for 50 kg of sugar, but eventually you say that we don't have the stock because the records are not being maintained. So it's very important that every single record, right from the purchasing, issuing to the balance stock, is maintained properly and shared with the respective people. The store needs to be handled and stocks need to be maintained as per the requirements so that at any given time there is neither shortage for the excess of any food item, as we discussed earlier. Thank you.